Calliope, thank you so much for joining me today. Kind of give us a little bit of the 10,000 foot view of Rave Studio Salon.
So Rave is a salon that I started when I was 17. We are right in the center of Halland. We have two nail techs, an esthetician, and a hairstylist. Everyone kind of works at their own pace, and it's fully booth rent, so whatever people are comfortable with.
You mentioned starting this when you were 17, which is incredible, and congratulations. Like, that's
Thank you.
when I think about being 17, starting a business is not in the top 100 things on my brain. What was the driving philosophy behind saying, you know what, this is something that I want to do, and more importantly, this is something that I feel I have to do?
Honestly, my parents have always been in business. I just kind of felt at one point in life, this is where I'm going to be. And I had the support behind me, backing me. I wouldn't have been able to do any of it without my friends and family around me. But the opportunity came up and I just kind of decided go full throttle. I couldn't be happier with my decision.
As a woman-owned business at Rave, how do you think that sets the tone for the culture, not only amongst your team, but also the service that you're providing to your customers and your guests?
Yeah, I think it probably makes my clients feel a little bit comfortable that I'm not super by the book, professional all the time, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Being a woman to doing woman services and all that, it might make some of them feel a little bit more comfortable throughout the appointment times and all that.
So you're located in Howlin. How important is it that, these smaller communities throughout the valley have access to things like even as simple as a salon without having to travel? What kind of difference is that?
I think it's extremely important. I have clients that travel all the way from Cleveland to come to
Wow.
me because they've been coming to me since before they were in college or moved or whatever. And I appreciate them making that hike no matter what. Personally, if I was going to get services done, I don't think I would want to venture out. And it has been difficult for certain topics trying to find places around here. So I think for the Rave Studio, having the opportunity for people to come in and kind of get everything done at once by all of our people, you know what I mean? I think it's extremely important that they're able to have a space like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking forward, as Rave continues to grow in its own footprint, what's kind of the legacy you want to leave as a woman-owned business here in the Valley?
Yeah, so I want Rave to be seen as a space that has empowered women and been a space where everyone can walk in and walk out feeling comfortable and feeling maybe even more beautiful than before. I just want a space where people don't have to worry about dressing up or being in their best fit or whatever they're going through at the moment. I want them to be able to feel safe and comfortable in my space and be there every step of the way throughout people's lives. A lot of people get very vulnerable in nail appointments or hair appointments or whatever, and there's never any judgment going on at Rave. We're all working with each other. We bounce back clientele. Everyone is very tight-knit at Rave Studio.
That's incredible. How do you feel that your journey and your story and your business can really help give a great, template, a great outline for someone else who might feel that, hey, I want to not only serve my community, but help them feel empowered?
It's a lot of work. It definitely is a lot of work, but if you have that backing and that support and that drive to do it, there should be nothing stopping you. Right when I was in beauty school, I got the keys to my salon and was starting to work there every day. So it was a smooth transition from school to owning a salon. So it was a very big jump. I think having a small business as a young adult is incredible to do. It teaches you a lot more than you would think behind the books and everything. And I think more people should have that confidence and try to make that jump if they can.
If people want to book some services, see what you have to offer, what's the best way to get in touch with Rave?
So Rave Studio has a website. It's ravestudiosalon.com. And then we also have Instagram, Facebook, and everyone individually has their own links within all those pages. So you'll be able to find everyone, no issue throughout that.
All right, outstanding. Well, Calliope, Rave Studio Salon, thank you so much for chatting today.
Of course, thank you.